Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 80 of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast with me, your host, Olu Oke. Today, I'm going to be reviewing how our Nigerian players performed in their respective club sides over the past weekend. It was the first weekend after the international break, so I know everybody's excited about football being back. So I'm just going to do a quick rundown of how our players fared and what games for you to look out for. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm recording this just before the Arsenal-Luton game, hence my attire. But without any further ado, let's get into it, guys. So start with the Premier League as usual. We saw Nottingham Forest boy back. Olaiyin returned from injury. It was his first start for Nottingham Forest since AFCON. And he played 84 minutes on Saturday in their 1-1 draw against Crystal Palace. And then also last night, Olaiyin started in a 3-1 win over Alex Iwobi's Fulham and Bassey's Fulham. Taiwo Awoniyi still injured, but it must be said that I know Nottingham Forest played very, very well yesterday, and it looks like they just might stay up unless there's another charge coming, but I think they're going to be okay on that front. So next up, I really think that if he could play really well between now and the end of the season, he could even play for a better team in the Prem. So let's see how he performs against Tottenham away on Sunday. Speaking of the Fulham boys, as I said, they lost yesterday 3-1 to Nottingham Forest. It was particularly embarrassing for Alex Iwobi because he got pulled off in the 33rd minute. To be fair, it was him and two other players. Like, Fulham just stunk it up, man. They were 3-0 down after like 25 minutes. Something ridiculous, man. So anyway, that was how that game went. But prior to that, Alex Iwobi and Calvin Bassey both started over the weekend as Fulham drew 3-3 against Sheffield United away. Rodrigo Muniz got an excellent acrobatic finish to draw that tie. The truth is, Fulham are in that sweet spot of the season where they can't make Europe and they can't get relegated. That's why fixtures matter when you play them. When Arsenal, we played them, Palinia was trying to move to Bayern Munich, but now all of a sudden, it looks like Fulham are just lying down and just ready to get beaten till the end of the season. They're on holiday mentally. And you can't even blame them. Like, they've done a lot of their good work already. But they need to step it up. I'm sure, what's his name? I can see his face. Silva, the Fulham manager. He will not be happy at all with that one. So it's quite interesting to see. Anyway, next up for the Fulham boys, they play Newcastle at home on Saturday. That's quite a tasty tie. I really want to see how that game goes on, especially because I have Isak in my fantasy team who's been giving me the points. Franco Yeka was on the bench as Brentford secured a last-minute 1-1 draw against Manchester United. To be fair, they battered the shit out of Man U. Like, Man United were about to get a proper smash and grab 1-0 from Mason Mount. But God said, nope, you do not deserve that. And great finish from Christopher Ayer after lovely work from Ivan Toney. And then Luton Town, Gabriel Ochoa is still out injured with a knee injury. Expected to be back in mid-April. So obviously he did not play. We also have another Nigerian, Fred Onyedima. He played 16 minutes in the 2-1 loss against Tottenham over the weekend. So let's see if he'll feature more. Also, Elijah Adebayo is injured for Luton. I mean, he said he's going to play for Nigeria. He wants to play for Nigeria. So I might as well just do Gabriel Ochoa and Elijah Adebayo updates. So next up for Luton, they will be playing against Arsenal literally right now. So looking forward to that. Neither Osho or Adebayo are in the squad or playing. And then on Saturday, they play Bournemouth at home, which will be another very, very, very important game for their Premier League survival. So just to give you a rundown of the other games that took place in the Premier League. The weekend started off with the Black Blockbuster. Newcastle beat West Ham 4-3 in the early kickoff game. West Ham were up 3-1. Kudus was balling. Even asked the ball boy for his little chair so he could do his celebration. The guy was like, nah. And then after 3-1, yes, Newcastle got a lucky pen to make it 3-2. But then Isak with the glorious ball for Harvey Barnes. And Harvey Barnes was just there to remind everybody that he's still a bagsman, man. He knows what he's doing on the pitch. Real men, you know, as Coach Kams would say. Chelsea drew 2-2 against Burnley at home. I mean, Chelsea, if any of you support Chelsea, just thank God I make this podcast about talking about Nigerian players. Because if we were debating Premier League teams, Chelsea, man, you guys are so shit. It's so bad. Like, how'd you draw 2-2 against 10-man Burnley? At home. But shout out Cole Palmer, though. He gave me my fancy points at a maximum because I also captained him. And then the other games, Bournemouth beat Everton 2-1. Big, big game for Bournemouth. Very, very good for their survival hopes. Aston Villa beat Wolves 2-0, although Ollie Watkins got injured, which is not very, very nice. And then on Sunday, we saw one was not a great game, but Liverpool beat Brighton 2-1. A really good result for the Reds. And then we saw City and Arsenal draw 0-0 on Sunday. So for me, that was a good result. I'll take the good with the bad. I know the neutrals didn't enjoy that one, but honestly, I couldn't care less. But yeah, and then there's been midweek games happening this week. So there were games yesterday on Tuesday. We had a total of 5 games. Newcastle drew with Everton yesterday, 1-1. Isak with another great goal. But Paul Dummett, I don't know what he was thinking. He thought he was playing WWE for a second. Wrestled, I can't remember the Newcastle player, to the ground. And Everton got a cheap penalty. Dominic Calvert-Lewin scored his first goal in 23 Prem games. So Everton looked like they may just survive. Obviously, we've spoken about the Nottingham Forest result last night, 3-1 against Fulham. We saw Burnley draw 1-1 against Wolves. Very interesting game, to be fair. Burnley took the lead in this one. And then Aïd Nouri equalised. Aïd Nouri, great player. If you play fantasy football, Aïd Nouri, bring him into your team, I'm telling you. And then we saw Bournemouth beat Crystal Palace 1-0. Solanke did not score, which did not make me happy. I know everybody in England calls him Solanke, but that's a Nigerian name to the core. And then West Ham Tottenham served us a bit of an enjoyable game, 1-1. Very, very good game to watch, to be honest. I mean, West Ham probably should have won the game. But I think on the balance of the tie, 1-1 was a good result. Tonight, my club Arsenal in action against Luton, literally in seconds. Brentford host Brighton, that should be another tasty tie. And then in 45 minutes, we'll see Man City kick off against Aston Villa, which should be another tasty tie. And then tomorrow, Liverpool play the bottom club, Sheffield United, at Anfield. That will be a whitewash. And then we'll see Chelsea play against Manchester United tomorrow. So mid versus mid. So we'll see how that one goes in the tie. And then over the weekend, we'll see Crystal Palace host Man City at Selhurst Park. Traditionally a tricky tie for Man City, but to be honest, the way Crystal Palace are playing, I think they're another team that may have just checked out, even though they have a new manager. You'd expect Man City to win. Wolves host West Ham at home at the Molineux. Everton host Burnley at Goodison Park. That'll be a very, very big game for Everton against their fellow relegation rivals. Aston Villa host Brentford at Villa Park. Fulham host Newcastle at Craven Cottage. And we'll see Luton host Bournemouth at home at Kenilworth Road. The 5:30 p.m. kickoff is Brighton versus Arsenal on Saturday. The good news is now that summer's on the way. Lagos and London is all the same time, so I don't need to say plus one or whatever. And then Manchester United host Liverpool at Old Trafford. That's going to be one hell of a game. I mean, my Liverpool supporting twin brother expects Liverpool to win the game. But I'm hoping that what Man United showed me in that FA Cup game 2 weeks ago can bear fruit again on Sunday. Because if United could get some points off Liverpool, then we're talking. Because if not, I think Liverpool might just be in the driving seat for this league, which is obviously not ideal for me, my club, or my household, living with my Liverpool supporting twin brother. And then Sheffield United host Chelsea on Sunday. That should be a bit of a whitewash, to be honest. And then we'll see Tottenham host Nottingham Forest. So that is that for Premier League fixtures. Moving on to the Championship, Wilfred Ndidi played 19 minutes and Kelechi played 16 minutes on Friday, which was Good Friday, as they lost 1-0 to Bristol City. They had a bit of a wobble, to be fair, in the league. Like, it's not been Leicester City's greatest performance. However, yesterday they did bounce back slightly. They played against Norwich. And they beat Norwich 3-1. Ndidi played the whole game and Kelechi Iheanacho was on the bench, did not play any minutes. So at the moment, they're third in the league, but if they win their game in hand, they will be top. They have seven games left, but their rivals ahead of them, Ipswich and Leeds, have 6. But Leicester should really ramp to the title, so we should see them back in the Prem. Speaking of Nigerian players in the Championship, I mean, well, next up for Leicester, they play Birmingham at home on Saturday, so they should win that one. Jaribo has finally been getting some minutes for Southampton, which is good to see. They're in the promotion hunt as well. They're currently in the playoff spots, they're fourth. He came off the bench in the 91st minute last week, Friday, in their 1-1 draw, which was obviously a bit ridiculous, him coming on so late. However, on Monday, he did play 82 minutes, and he got an assist in Southampton's 3-2 loss against Ipswich. That game was an all-timer. Like, on Monday, I was starving from football, so I watched Ipswich-Southampton. Southampton winning the game 2-1. And then Ipswich scored in the 8-something minutes, make it 2-2. And I literally scored with the last kick of the game to win 3-2. So hopefully Southampton boys can dust themselves up as they play Middlesbrough on Friday. Semi Ajayi was also in action off the bench, playing 17 minutes on Friday in West Brom's 1-1 draw against Millwall. But he came back to the starting lineup and played 19 minutes in their draw against Watford on Monday. Next up for them, they play Stoke City away on Saturday. But obviously, Stoke are no longer the Stoke that we knew when we were growing up. And it's a shame, man. They've been in the Championship for ages. Like, they need to bounce back. Speaking of Watford, Emmanuel Dennis played 58 minutes on Friday and also scored a goal in Watford's 2-2 draw against Leeds, on which was really good to see. And then they drew 2-2 against Semi Ajayi's West Brom, which I've just mentioned, on Monday. Dennis played, started the game, and Dele Bashiru started the game as well. Next up for them, they play Preston at home on Saturday, but there is no way they'll be getting promoted. They're going straight back down. And then Jamilu Collins, he did not play on Friday when Cardiff lost 2-0 to Sunderland, but he was the player of the match on Monday as they beat Coventry City 2-1 at home. Next up for them, they play Hull City at home on Saturday. Moving on quickly to Serie A, Victor Osimhen was in action over the weekend, played 90 minutes and got a yellow card. Napoli got absolutely destroyed by Atalanta. You know the craziest thing about this game? Napoli were the home team. Like, it's an absolute disgrace. Like, I'm telling you, this is like the worst title defense I've ever seen, apart from Mourinho's boys in 2016. I'm telling you, like, this is shocking stuff, man. Like, I mean, Timo Kopmeiners, great goal to end it, 3-0. Watch out for Timo Kopmeiners. When someone signs him in the summer, don't say he didn't hear his name already for Atalanta. But it's not looking good for Osimhen. I'm sure he's going to leave in the summer. Napoli just look like they've just given up. Every chance they get to maybe still put some points on the board and try and get fourth or fifth, they literally just throw it away every time. Like, their prospects are zero. Zero. I mean, next up for them, they play Monza away on Sunday. So let's see what happens. They go away. If you can't beat Monza, who are 11th in the league, then what's the point? Although, looking at the table, Napoli are only 3 points ahead of Monza. So it's going to be another tricky tie. Napoli have really put themselves in wahala. They're 12 points off Champions League spots, with 8 games to go, so they're not going to get that. And even if you look at Roma in 5th, who have had 52 points, 7 points, that's going to be a tricky one. But Napoli pretty much need to win all their games, and I'm not even sure if Serie A would get the coveted one of the 2 Champions League spots that's given based on league performance. So anyway, Osimhen, I can't wait to get you out of there, man. But hang in there and try to get up to 20 league goals, please. That would be nice. Speaking of Atalanta, Ademola Lookman did come off the bench in that 3-0 win over Napoli. He played 29 minutes. Some games he starts, sometimes comes off the bench, but for the most part, he is a regular starter for Atalanta. Now, they, on the other hand, they are in pole position to potentially make the Champions League. But first of all, they play in the Coppa Italia semi-final tonight against Fiorentina. The good thing is it's 2 legs. They will likely play Juventus, who beat Lazio 2-0 in the first leg yesterday. And then in the league, they play Cagliari away on Sunday. The good news for Atalanta, Gasperini's doing really well with them. They're 7 points off Bologna in 4th spot, but they've got a game in hand. So really and truly, if you're 4 points behind, you're definitely in the mix. And they'll only be 6 points behind Juventus in 3rd anyway. So watch out for Atalanta. Samuel Chukwueze, on the other hand, he did start on Saturday. He played 73 minutes in Milan's 2-1 win over Fiorentina. Really, really good to see. Next up for him, he plays against Lecce at home on Saturday. Moving on to Udinese, Maduka Okoye played 90 minutes and made 4 saves, while Isaac Success came on in the final minutes of the game as Udinese drew 1-1 against Sassuolo. Next up for Maduka is the big one against Inter Milan, the table toppers. The best attack and best defense in the league are coming to Udinese to play on Monday, so hopefully we'll see Maduka Okoye really shine. And then moving on to Torino, David Okereke played 62 minutes in Torino's 1-0 win against Monza on Saturday. Next up, he's in action against Empoli on Saturday. Speaking of Empoli, Tanebue is still injured and he's out for the season because he's got a cruciate ligament injury. And then finally, Salernitana, Simino Anquor played 90 minutes and Ikwemesi was benched as they lost 3-0 against Bologna on Monday. Next up for them, they play Sassuolo at home on Friday, so that should be one to watch. In the Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen continue to romp towards the Bundesliga title. They are now 13 points ahead of Bayern Munich, who lost 2-0 at home to Dortmund over the weekend. In terms of our players, the great news is Victor Boniface is back in full training. And as today is Wednesday, he's officially in the Bayer Leverkusen squad for their DFB Pokal semi-final today. So look out for that one. Remember, Leverkusen are unbeaten in all competitions and they can still do the treble. They've never ever won the Bundesliga in their history and they have three titles. So this is going to be pretty much an all-timer season the way it's going for Xabi Alonso at Leverkusen. But speaking of our players, Nathan Teller did come on in the 86th minute. And guess what? He assisted Leverkusen's winning goal to Patrick Schick, which made it 2-1 against Hoffenheim. Yet again, their resilience is unbelievable. And Teller's assist was fantastic. So, Vinidi, tell me why you didn't give Teller minutes, you bum. Speaking of Hoffenheim, they did lose the game. Kevin Agbogma was benched for this one. So he's not been starting all the games like that this season, which is interesting. But next up for Agbogma, they play Aalborg at home on Sunday. So let's see if he can get back in business. In La Liga, Omar Sadiq was benched in Real Sociedad's 1-0 win over Alaves on Sunday. Next up, they play Almeria at home on Sunday. So let's see if he would get some minutes in that one. And then moving on to League One to round up the top five leagues, Tyrone Murphy scored his 50th League One goal on Sunday as Nice lost 2-1 to Nantes. When you're losing to Nantes, that's when you know your team's really bad, man. Nice is all gone to shit, man. However, they're still fifth, so maybe they can still make a place in Europe. Next up, they play Rennes away on Sunday, so hopefully Murphy could continue his goal-scoring form. Gift Urban for Lyon, he played 72 minutes in their 1-1 draw against Reims on Saturday. And then he came off the bench yesterday, played 17 minutes and scored the clincher in their 3-0 win against Valenciennes in the French Cup semi-final. So we will see Gift Urban get the chance to win a trophy in his first few months at Lyon. But in the league, they now play Nantes away. As we all know, Simon is out for the season, so that's a bit unfortunate. So no Nantes update for Moses Simon. Also, Akko Adams played 73 minutes for Montpellier. They beat Le Havre 2-0 on Sunday. The goals have dried up for Akko Adams, which is a bit of a shame. But nevertheless, he's had a very, very good debut season in the French league. I mean, when you've literally come straight from Norway. He's got only 7 goals in 19 games. And I'm pretty sure he scored all those 7 goals in the first 3 months of the season. So something's happened there, but we'll keep monitoring. He was looking very, very good initially. But yeah, that's it for the top 5 leagues. And I'll be touching on the rest of the leagues. So moving on to the rest of the leagues in Europe, starting with the Portuguese Liga as usual. Bruno Yemachi and Chidi Awaziam both played 90 minutes in Boavista's 0-0 draw against Rio Ave on Saturday. I guess that just tells you where Boavista are as a club and how we should judge Yemachi and Awaziam as players. I don't mean no disrespect. Next up for them, they play Farenz away on Friday. So hopefully they could continue to, you know, keep clean sheets. It's always good when defenders keep clean sheets. Cleiton Norcali was benched for Chaves' 1-0 loss to Benfica on Friday. Next up for him, he plays against Portimonense on Sunday. Chaves going down, man. They're rock bottom of the Portuguese league. They're fucking useless. Excuse my French, but they're really, really bad. And then moving on to Belgium, because Alessandri is out for the season. Club Brugge, third in the championship round at the moment. Rafael Onyedika played 64 minutes and got a yellow card in Brugge 1-1 draw against Cercle Brugge on Monday. Their next game is on Sunday where they'll play fellow title chasers Anderlecht at home. So look out for that one. Royal Antwerp, on the other hand, they are fourth in the championship round at the moment. Alassane Youssouf and Chidi Adjike both played 90 minutes over the weekend, while Victor Udo came on for the final 9 minutes in their 1-0 loss against Anderlecht on Saturday. Next up for the Royal Antwerp boys, they will be going up against their fellow Nigerians in Genk on Saturday. Now, speaking of Genk, championship round, Tolaro de Gudari played 90 minutes and scored the only goal as they beat Union Saint-Gilloise over the weekend 1-0. So it's all looking good at the moment. Top of the table at the moment is Union Saint-Gilloise, but they're level with Anderlecht, so that's interesting to see. Those two teams have an 8-point lead over Club Brugge, Genk and Antwerp, which is where the Nigerian players we track are playing at. But nevertheless, Good to see Aroko Darius scoring the winning goal over Union Saints Villa, who were top. So next up for them, they play Royal Antwerp. So let's see how that game goes. Jordan Torunariga played 89 minutes also for Ghent. They are first in pretty much like first division A. So whoever wins in this mini league gets a spot in the Europa League or the Conference League. But he played and got a yellow card as Ghent beat Standard Liège 5-1 on Friday. Next up for him, they play Westerloo away on Sunday. Moving on to the Turkish League, Osay Samuel is back in action tonight. Fenerbahce will play Adana Demirspor at home as they chase the title. And then we'll see them play Galatasaray on Sunday in the Super Cup. Fesar Dilibashiru was in action for Antalyaspor. He played 90 minutes in their 1-0 loss to Galatasaray on Tuesday yesterday. And then their next game is in 2 weeks against Istanbulspor because the Super Cup will be taking place this weekend. Kasımpaşa's Kenneth Mero, fifth. They will be in action tonight as well, away to Kayserispor. Scottish League, Serodesa played 80 minutes and scored in Rangers 3-1 win against Hibs on Saturday. The next game for Cyril Desers is the big one. They literally play Celtic on Saturday. And the way to just explain this is, whoever wins that game is going to win the league. We all know Celtic and Rangers are the only teams that ever win there. But it would be good to see if Rangers could take their chance at home to nestle back their crown, because they've lost the last two titles to Celtic since Steven Gerrard left. Moving on to the PSL, Stalin Wabali's Chipa United were in action against Polokwane City on Saturday. They did lose 1-0. He played all the 90 minutes and made two saves. Next up for them, they play Cape Town Spurs tonight. And then they played the Giants, Kaizer Chiefs on Saturday. Olisanda, on the other hand, who plays for Orlando Pirates, he also started in their 2-1 loss against Shekuhunu United on Saturday. I'm not sure that's PSL team. This might be like a cup. Maybe the South African Cup. But anyway, they play Morocco Swallows FC on Wednesday. Well, Swallows FC, but I'm guessing it was Morocco Swallows before. And then they play Lamontville Golden Arrows on Saturday. In Czech Republic, Igor Ugbo played 90 minutes. And Mohamed Chijani came on for the final moments as Slavia Prague beat Slovako on Saturday. Next up for them, they play Bohemians on Saturday as they continue to try to fight for the title with Sparta Prague, who are in first place. Speaking of Sparta Prague, they've got Nigerian Victor Olatunji. He played 22 minutes and scored a goal in their 2-0 win over Opava over the weekend. And next up for them, they play Mladá Boleslav at home on Sunday. So we may just see another title winner there. So that's it for this episode in terms of going through the players. Starboy of the week, I mean, there's a few people I would call out, but I don't think there's been a clear Starboy of the week. Obviously, we know the Juventus woman footballer, Echegini, who plays for Nigeria, scored a hat-trick over this weekend. But I don't cover her, I apologize. So I'll say Starboy of the Week is going to be shared by four people. Terry Murphy for hitting 50 goals in League One, even though they lost. That's a really good achievement. Emmanuel Dennis being back in form, scoring 2 goals in 2 games for Watford, where he initially made his name in Europe. I mean, after Club Brugge, made his name in England. Sorry, that was disrespectful. So Emmanuel Dennis, I give you a shout out. Taylor about to win the Bundesliga, immediate impact with an assist. Talk about, you know, making use of your time. Came in and delivered straight away. And then also Tolu Arokodare for his winning goal against Genk. So this week is going to be shared. Nigeria news, still no update on the head coach position for the Super Eagles. But very, very importantly, the Super Falcons are in action against South Africa for a place in the Summer Olympic Games. They will play the first game on Friday, the 5th of April, which will be the home tie for Nigeria, played in Abuja. And then next week, Tuesday, we'll play the return leg in South Africa, which I imagine will be in Johannesburg, or actually, it's not in Johannesburg. It's in a stadium in Pretoria. So look out for that one. Very, very, very big game for the Super Falcons. Everybody's in town. All the good players are there. I think Plumtree might have had to pull out, but I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, just to round up, the ones to watch for this week. Nottingham Forest vs Spurs on Sunday. Let's see if Ola Aina will be in action and maybe Awoniyi might have recovered. Udinese vs Inter on Monday. That's a big, big test for Maduka. His biggest test so far in his career at club level. And then, as I mentioned, in Belgium, we're going to see Genk with Tolor Kodare go up against Royal Antwerp, who have Eduke, Alassane Youssouf, and Udo. And then we'll see Cyril Dessers play for Rangers against Celtic in the Old Firm Derby on Saturday. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks again for rocking with me, as always. Lots of games to look forward to both tonight, tomorrow, and over the weekend. Please remember to subscribe to our YouTube page, Nigeria Football Weekly. We put everything on the podcast out in both video and audio format, so you can find us anywhere. We're available on all streaming platforms, Nigeria Football Weekly. Please give me a review if you would like to. It really does help with our algorithm, and I'll be much appreciated. I'm always willing to hear feedback, even though I never get any for some reason. I don't know why. But social media channels, Twitter at NFWPOD. Everywhere else, our social media is Nigeria Football Weekly. Particularly on TikTok, please run it up over there. And that's it for this episode. Nigeria, they ever carry last. Let me go and enjoy Arsenal beating Luton. Ciao, ciao. See you next week.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe, and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles and Nigeria, they ever carry last.